All right, guys, welcome back to Dying Breed Discussions. I'm your host, Lewis Anderson. It's been a while. I apologize for the break. I've been doing other shit. Simple as that. I've been getting deep into 3D manufacturing, 3D printing, additive manufacturing, trying to figure out what's going on with our economy and the price of lumber. I've been working on farm stuff. Oh, my mouse is not responding. That's great. Getting the farm ready for summer and fall. There goes my mouse. I mean, there's been a bunch of stuff because I really haven't put anything out since December. We've had a lot of stuff go on since then, so I guess realistically, I just kind of want to break down. Catch up a little bit. Still doing the same thing. Chasing my dreams. Trying to increase my consciousness on this earth. Trying to be a better person every day while still having fun. Let's see. So I kind of want to go a new direction again. Like, I'm trying to find the groove. I love music, but I don't think this is the podcast for it. I think maybe if I can get another person that's like willing to commit some time to do like a music breakdown or even like pop culture breakdown where we could include like music, movies, TV, stuff like that into one podcast, I'd love to do that. So if you like listening to podcasts and you'd like to make one, let's get set up because it's super easy. It can be as simple as using the app on your phone. And the headphones that came with your phone. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate, especially just for audio. I am trying to get audio, a new mic, and a new camera set up for my setup here. I painted my room a little. I still gotta finish. I'm trying to get this little nook of mine to be almost studio worthy. So I'm working some things out. Like if you could see in front of me now, like I have a 50-inch monitor on the wall. I have my computer up top, so it's out of the way. It keeps things cool. LEDs on the back. My Xbox mounted on the wall, and then I gotta get a. I want to put a independent a computer monitor on the wall on the opposite side. So when I'm like working, I can be kind of tucked in one corner of the room. And then when I'm gaming or just watching TV, I can be kind of on the other side of the room, like, and just differentiate. Or in case so I ever have company on the mountain, which isn't a high possibility, but if someone wants to come up here or whatever, then I can still be working, and then they do whatever they want to do over here. I would love to break down some COVID stuff, but that's kind of hard to do solo. But 5 hours ago. In California, let's click that. I'm gonna try to get some tabs opened up. We've got to talk about Israel because that is a shit show. If I can find an article about SpaceX, I'd like to break that down because I don't want to do that off the top of my head. But let's see here. So, wow, they plan on doing a full reopen June 15th for California. That's huge. That is crazy. So it does look like we're rounding the corner on COVID. It's kind of wild that the timing of my podcast is realistically at the dying point of COVID. I mean, most people see it pretty much not being a huge issue by June. A lot of places are looking that way. The CDC is backing off, so that's great. That can open up, but the one thing that kills me is the whole vaccine thing, like having to have a pass to travel and stuff. Like, I understand it, for the greater good. It feels odd. It feels less invasive than earlier in COVID, where they said you couldn't go to like Home Depot and get supplies, but you could go to the liquor store and the weed store. So. It could be worse. No one gives a fuck about California. honestly. What is up with CNN always playing on race and hate? Like, this shit is crazy. It's an anti-Semitic attacks or anti-Semitic attacks are being reported in the U.S. as tensions flare over Israeli. What? So you really think that people are targeting more than normal, right? So there are people who hate Jewish people. Like, I'm not denying that. But first it's Asian hate, then it's Israeli. What's the chance that people just suck and they're attacking everyone? And you capture the moment where it's someone who's a Jewish person. You know, right? I mean, people get beat up every day. People get robbed every day. People get mugged every day. If they weren't yelling slurs or, you know, doing anything like that, then it's just hard for me to see that. Like, how do you pinpoint a Jewish person? Are some Jewish people fly under the radar? Like, unless we're getting super hyperbolic on the situation where you're like, okay, like, well, he had curly hair, or he had a lot of money, or his nose. Like, what the fuck do you mean there's anti-Semitic attacks? And then you go through, and I don't know. Hate is something hard to prove in some cases. It's just, I don't know. Call it ignorant. Some people don't think America hates black people that much. And as a whole, I don't think America does. Just as a whole, I don't think America hates Jewish people. So that's kind of, I think that's more inflammatory than it is news. This the whole Republican Party's a fucking joke. That guy's being investigated. I mean, everyone's, it just seems like, I don't know if perfection is ever anything man can achieve ever again, but if you're writing law, you should not be breaking laws. That just doesn't make sense to me. I feel like that's kind of a no-brainer. Let's see. I'm kind of just reading. So what I did was I opened up my Google News, and I didn't even click, like, for me. Like, I have a personalized news page because I was dumb enough to tell them what I like. But I'm just kind of going through what's the top stories. A health department director got fucked up in Tacoma. What are you hoodlums doing over there? Kid was killed in a road rage shooting, 6 years old. California, of course. Okay, so now the military has woke policies because they're making steps to make it comfortable for all races and genders to be in the military. That is just crazy to me. It's like conservatives are just like, well, if it's not beneficial to white males, then it's woke. Like, anything that's not for what used to be. I mean, because let's be honest, the country was founded and women couldn't vote, women couldn't speak, women couldn't own property. Black people couldn't vote, black people couldn't speak, black people couldn't own property. And so on and so forth. So if you really think about logistically, around the country, the only people who had the ability to move, the ability to run for office, the ability to make money, the ability to own property were white males. So if anything that goes against white males being dominant is woke, then you're asleep. When you really think about it. So it's like, okay, so if these basic things are woke, like minimum wage needs to be increased with the percentage of inflation per year. Oh, that's woke. Oh, you can't say retard anymore. That's woke policies. Are you? I mean, what the fuck are we talking about? I'm not having a fun time mentally trying to wrap my head. Because if any time I disagree with something, I first try to put myself in the shoes of the person. So I imagine myself as a normal white male in America today. And it is harder to be a normal white male in America today than it used to be because of all the other fucked up white males that came before you. So I get that. I get normal people, just as being a male today is harder because of the Me Too movement. Like, it's harder to talk to women and approach women and have relationships with women because the guys like Harvey Weinstein, or the people that party, get girls drunk and rape them, or date rape, or the people who embrace rape culture in colleges and in the world today. Like, I understand that's real, so I don't complain about it. Like, I'm a black male in America who has a decent education, had a great mom growing up, like, by the grace of God, was never killed in anything I did. Like, I just don't understand how we still have room to complain when there's children being trafficked around the world. Last night in, I think it was, the state doesn't matter. I believe it was North Carolina. Could have been South Carolina, somewhere in that region. There was 150 children, 150 plus children recovered in a sting operation. So, mind you, to have a sting operation, they knew prior what was happening. They just had to build enough evidence. They had to do enough surveillance. They had to build a case against the people while those kids were still being taken. So, I mean, while we have been making strides in child sex trafficking and sex trafficking in general, no one talks about the hundreds of black women that go missing in Georgia or Mississippi or Alabama, where literally just colored women, beautiful colored women, some Hispanic, mainly black women, go missing. No one cares. No one does anything to find them. Nothing. And it's just, it's disgusting, really. Speaking of disgusting things, Epstein guards to skirt jail time and deal with prosecutors. How? Be mad that you're going to have to turn on your volume when I get pissed. This is insane to me. So, the motherfucker, the guards who allow him to, quote, kill himself, unquote, were asleep the night that suicide happened. And they struck a deal. How do you strike a deal? I don't understand this. So, unless they told on who paid them to fall asleep, there's nothing to be had. What deal do you make? You know what I'm saying? Because usually, I've been through the court system, unfortunately, for bullshit, unfortunately. But the thing is, when you think about a deal, usually means you have something to offer the DA or the prosecuting attorney. You have information. You have, I don't know, you're a part of the community in some way. You're doing something to where you would be more useful outside of jail than inside of jail. And I don't see how two guards could be. I just don't. Not without something. So that's weird to me. Not super fucking happy about that. I mean, no one's going to be held accountable for that. If it was a hit, it was a hit. We all know he didn't kill himself. But the part that if he was hit because someone found out he was a dirtbag and he needed to go, like he didn't deserve to live, I can live with that hit. But if he was hit to keep people quiet, which makes way more sense, then I have a problem with that. I truly do. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's... You gotta be shitting me. Alright, so... Let me hold on, let me pause this. Okay, I thought I fucked up and didn't turn my mic on, but it was on, so I had to check that. Sorry for the break. Lost my train of thought, but that doesn't matter, because we'll just hop on a new train. Looking through these timelines, it's just like, what the fuck are we doing? I mean, has anyone in their personal life just been like driving to work or making a sandwich or banging their girlfriend and been like, where do our taxes go? Now, like, at any point in time, I don't care if you are taking the gnarliest shit after Taco Bell or on your way home, sitting in an Uber, drunk, about to text your ex-girlfriend or boyfriend. Like, at one point in your life, you need that sobering moment to be like, what the fuck am I doing as a citizen? I really think we should. I mean, I've had my epiphanies as being a citizen of this country and the duty that I did or did not fulfill for my country. And it's just like, where was I at? Like, who did I want to be remembered as? Like, what did I want to be remembered as? What opposition would I face during that time? Because the shit that these people do, I one day, okay, so I'm gonna try to get more involved with this podcast. I'm gonna do more research and have more paperwork for you guys, for the people who actually care. Damn, I don't care if he's black or not, send his ass to jail. See, this might have been a hit. I'll get back to that whole thing I was just talking about in a second. We were talking about Epstein. So one of the guards was black, and this nigga looked like Rick Ross Jr. His name is Michael Thomas. Yeah, that was a hit. That was a hit. Cause he looked like a homie. He looked like the guard. And I'm being, you guys see this nigga beard. It's fresh. His cut, his lineup's fresh. His glasses are fresh. He's not living the security guard or correctional officer. Look at the lady with the weave in front of him with the cornrows. They all looking spiffy. Homie with the dreads behind him look like Snoop's dreads. Lady to the left got the flat weave. Like, that nigga got paid. Period. That poofy fox fur jacket the bitch to the right's wearing, they all got money. And I'm not saying black people don't have money, so these things aren't. But the swag, they have swagger coming out the damn courtroom. That shit was a hit. So, and it was in New York. So Tova Noel, sounds like a woman, not saying it is. And Michael Thomas were accused of sleeping and browsing the internet instead of monitoring Jeffrey Epstein. Could have been, might have been, but they got off with no jail time, required to do 100 hours community service, supervised release, and can fully cooperate with the Justice Department going forward. Boy, oh boy, talk about sweetheart deals. About time black people started getting them. About goddamn time. I'm not going to talk about Kendall Jenner, because that is not even news. Shout out Kylie, though. Baddest bitch on the planet. Let's see. Should we even talk about finance? Do you guys care about financial stuff? I'm expecting, eventually, I don't care if you guys hate the podcast, if you listen to it, I need to know what the fuck is going on with your life. What do you need to know about? Because I have a lot of time on my hands, and I know a lot of shit for no reason. This shit's annoying. I annoy myself. I spend time in my room thinking about ways to escape myself. I'd make a clone of me to be here so I can get away from me. And that wouldn't even work. See how the logic is? There's a hole in that? It's because I suck sometimes. All right, let's see. Millennial staple of home decor is uncool. Who gives a fuck about home decor? People are starving. They're getting kicked down the street. No one can pay rent. Yeah, these stories suck. I think some of the big things going on are that no one knows or is talking about is, so we have a GPU, CPU shortage, we have a circuit board shortage, right? And that comes from everyone being at home building computers, and then everyone needing extra demand to build different things rather than what would be built if there wasn't a pandemic. So with a bunch of people at home, more webcams got sold, more TVs got sold, yada, yada, yada. And to fulfill that need directly, there's only a few manufacturers for circuit boards. And those, then you have to buy time. So like Samsung, when they need a chip made, they have to buy time with these manufacturers to get that chip made for their cell phone. And I guess something happened where it got overloaded. They're building new factories, but they won't be up for a year, so you won't get anything to alleviate the market for a year. But Ford, GM, Dodge has trucks and cars stacked in lots, ready to go with no brain, with no ECU. We got fucking these cards that normally cost $80 or $200 are costing anywhere from $400 to $1,200. Lumber. Lumber didn't really make a huge hike until after Texas had that huge issue. With everything getting fucked up with the floods and stuff like that, but it was on its way regardless. So normally a 2x4 is $2.50, $2.60. You know, I buy them all the time. Now they're $7.50 for a 2x4. Like OBS plywood, that you would cover a house in, like a floor or exterior wall before you do the moisture barrier. I don't fucking know. OBS is $10 to $15 for, like, depending on the thickness of the sheet or whatever. That shit's $20, $30, $40, $50 a sheet. So, and then that caused steel to go up. So everyone's like, fuck wood. I'm not gonna build with wood. I'll just build with steel. Steel tripled. Now, concrete is super fucking expensive to build. Like, and it's just a tumble. So we have people trying to build and build and build in this economy where getting loans are cheap. And then there's other people who are just, like, assed out. And it's just so hard that we have such a financial diversity in this country. Like, it's so unnecessary only because, like, if you work hard, you deserve to have more money than people who don't work hard. But there are people who work their hardest, put all their money in businesses that were shut down and they're forever closed, never to reopen, at no fault of their own, that were never supplemented, that never got unemployment because they didn't qualify. And I see all this bullshit, people talking about unemployment, people talking about, people don't want to go back to work, they're lazy. Well, it's like, those are coming from the people who never lost their job. You know, and it's usually like the trades. I love the trades. I was pretty much in the industry of being in a trade, being a mechanic, being a shop owner, running shops. Like, that's in my bloodline. But to start talking shit about people who don't have the same setup is just odd to me. Like, when did we get so high on our pedestal that we have something to say about other people we don't even know? Like, give yourself the dignity to at least talk shit to people you know. If you have a lazy ass friend that never does shit, talk shit about that friend openly if you want to. But don't go around talking about these people you have no idea what they're talking about, or how they're making ends meet, or what they're going to do to save their family or their well-being. Same shit with the OnlyFans. Y'all tripping on OnlyFans, but y'all niggas buying it. Oh, she's such a hoe. And then that $3.99 come off your fucking bank statement real quick. Oh, man, that bitch, whatever. Oh, I could pay for her. No, you can't. Don't even, like, what are we doing here? I don't understand the world I live in. It became apparent to me in 2018 that I didn't belong here. Or a lot of other people don't belong here, and sticking to my guns and being the person I am, it was costly, but in the end, I mean, I was blessed. I'm blessed. I live a pretty decent life. Things are a little slow and boring on the good old farm, but I ain't mad at it. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to Twitter. I'm going to go to the trending. Because you guys don't fuck with Twitter. A lot of you guys need to start fucking with Twitter. I mean, if you're bored, you ever need something to do, fucking Twitter. Especially Black Twitter. So it's the same Twitter, but it's Black Twitter. So you can hashtag Black Twitter. And the shit they talk about is wild. I will eventually do TikToks. I am not a fan of TikTok as an app. I use it. I'm not gonna lie, but it's warming up on me. The shit, like, the life hacks, bro. No better learning app than TikTok for life hacks. But these fucking dances are dumb. Like, people look so mechanical and just odd to me. Like, tell me something I don't know. Don't fucking dance like you're stupid. Let's see. I'll go to trending, because all I follow is fucking... stop it. Halo 3's trending! What's up? Hold on. Oh my gosh, I want to post this so bad. It's like an old sign, you know how at the movie theater, it would be like, it would say something like the movie theater's name, and then have the movies in order, like, you know, Theater 1, Theater 2, Theater 3, whatever, blah, blah. It's like Halo 3, Bioshock, Mass Effect, and Rock Band. And only my gamers will know what that means, so. Let's see. And I want to address something. Guys, podcasts are not meant to only impact the moment they're made in. I want my son to be able to log on to this podcast when he's 20 or 18, when he's old enough to, 16, whatever, and have this moment resonate in the past. Like, that's the whole point of, so this is my idea of posting things online. Like, Facebook is a diary. Instagram is a picture book. It's a love letter to the future. It's not about the likes today. It's not about attention today. It's about you having the chance to submit and cement yourself in history forever. You know, on the digital trail. Being able to imprint yourself on society, on pop culture, on the people you know. So, like, if we pass away, there's no more photo albums that have to get pulled out. There's no more stories that have to be told around the campfire. You can, like, pop up on your page and be like, damn, this was a wild boy. Like, this motherfucker was a wild boy. You can just log on. Anyone can log on and be, hey, I miss this person. And then kind of just laugh about something you post, or laugh about something, a picture that you posted, or cringe at a meme you posted. And it's for you too. So, like, 10 years from now, when I go back and listen to my podcasts that are all over the place right now, and season, and there's a couple of things of me doing some freestyles on there from a moment I had in December, like, just working my mind out, like, getting it onto paper, getting it on in voice, like, getting the thoughts out, so, like, I don't have to sit in company with them. Like, people don't understand. That's what some of this is for. I understand people who have private lives. I've been living a public life since high school. Everyone's know what's gone on in my life since then. And, or as much as they could understand, or as much as they saw, like, I wasn't hiding anything. So for me, it's different. Like, I prepared to be criticized. I prepared my life in case I ever became famous, or if I ever became in the limelight. I'm already ready for all the bullshit. I'm ready to be judged. I'm ready for people to ask questions they don't know about. I'm ready for people to ask my family and friends what's going on with me when they could ask me directly. Like, that's how shit used to be. And now it's not. And I definitely don't mind it. It's kind of comforting now that I feel like I'm in retirement. I'm in my golden years. And I'm going to try to talk more about that, more positive stuff, and let you guys know how the mountain life is, because it's fucking sensual. But there's just too much going on in this world that, I mean, and the crazy thing is, like, I talk to my mom often, obviously daily. It's, you know, she started the farm, so she's around. But I'm thinking, you know, am I doing enough? Am I using my brain's gift, like God's gift that he gave me, for the right reasons? Am I putting my energy in the right places? And she's like, if you can't, it's been this way for thousands of years. Government corruption's been before Jesus. You know, people hoarding wealth before Jesus. People killing people before Jesus. The Bible was written. Think about this. If the Bible was written for us to have, like, some kind of rules or set the social standards or anything like that, there had to be a long example of what not to do before then. So, knowing that, like, there is no, we're in a perpetual cycle of greed, jealousy, envy, and we're finding new ways to survive that. You know, that's what we have. There's always going to be a power structure of some sort. It's always going to be someone's cup of tea and someone's cup of whiskey. It's always going to be that way. Someone's going to be in control, and then someone's not going to like who's in control, because no one can be satisfied at the same time. Man, we're never meant to direct their own steps, because every time they've had the opportunity to, they fuck it up. So with that being said, I've come to an understanding. There's some things that I'm not meant to understand when it's below me. I don't think there's anything above my mental capability right now that I'm not meant to. Like, one day I think I'm meant to understand the true nature of a black hole. I think I'm truly meant to understand the projects Tesla was working on with resonance, frequency, and electricity. I truly believe I'm capable of understanding that. If I put in the effort, if I put in the time to find files or documents or the research, I can understand quantum physics. One day I will understand quantum physics as well, many other people, when things become more available, technology gets better. I will not understand the way we run our government, ever. Because there are simple solutions for both parties, but they choose not to do it because then it would give the person the other hand, the other party the upper hand. But conceptually, not even truly, you know what would be the first thing to do if you become president? If anyone listening becomes president, write an executive order and put term limits on Congress. And if they don't want to enact, there are legislations or there is powers of the government where the president can send in the military and lock shit down, make it a military government. It would be worth it to lock the whole country down and go into martial law until the Congress decides and votes on going to term limits. Everything that happens fucked up in your state and in your country is either your state level is governor and your senators. Country level is your senators. They sit in rooms on committees, intelligence committee, transportation committee, blah, 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 stupid ass committees. And they decide what happens based on people that got them in office. So that when they're talking about their constituents, they're not talking about Joe Schmo who voted on the ballot. They're talking about the big companies who vote them into office with their money. The trash companies, the telecommunication companies, the big cattle ranchers, the chicken farmers, the associations like that. It's so easy to understand that it's a buy your way system. You don't have to be good. You don't have to be smart. You don't have to be capable. You have to look a certain way. You have to talk a certain tone. You have to dress a certain way. And you can make it into the Senate. And you have even other representatives, like your mayor, may not have a huge pull, but he's still in power. You know, people say we have to start voting people out that we don't want in office. And I understand that. But at the same time, there's got to be huge, like, that's like saying, okay, we need a higher minimum wage, but, you know, we're not going to base it off of the national average or the state's averages to get the minimum wage. What we're going to do is we're going to give you guys a percent to shut up for a year, and then we'll look at it again next year. We'll give you an instant bump of 1% increase of minimum wage, and then we'll look at it again in a year or two. It's like, what the fuck? Like, you can literally go by each state. It's probably already calculated. Calculate the average minimum wage. Look at that compared to the income deficit of the standard of living by the same state. And then match the percentages and you're done. Oh, well, it'll hurt small business. Well, it'll help big business and it'll help small business. It will hurt big business in a way. But what's the profit? Like, here's the problem. Most people don't understand. So when you have a board, if you're a publicly traded company, your profits are reported each quarter and you have a target set each year. So usually something like, let's take O'Reilly's, for example, because this is old information. I don't work for them anymore. When I worked for O'Reilly's, we had a goal of minimum $10 billion a year and 8% growth. So every year we knew batting. We wanted to break $10 billion and hopefully go to $11 billion and so on and so forth, and then an 8% growth. So they did everything. That's all businesses do all year round is they try to get growth. So in quarter one, you know, that's That's January, February, March. They run certain specials, certain sales. That's why Nordstrom's has sales every year. Biannual sales. Macy's, makeup companies, game companies. They drop at certain times of the year to boost sales at certain times of the year. So let's just take O'Reilly's, for example. Let's say fluids are on sale because they want to get all the ships in for when they get their fluids from. They want to get everything in the warehouses, and then they want to push. So they'll start in quarter four of the year before, have everything stocked, and then be ready to roll day one, quarter one. And they will just, they're like, okay, so then after quarter one's done, they're like, fuck, okay, we're up 2%. It's like, cool, well, if we're on track, if we keep this pace, we'll get 2% second quarter, 2% third quarter, 2% fourth quarter. Now here's the fucked up part. Say quarter two, you get a 4% bump, and now you're at 6. And then quarter three, you do such a good job, you do another 3%, you're at 9, and you beat your 8% growth. Then they're like, well, fuck, we want to see 12%. We want to see another, so four, you know, 4%, 8%, 12%. They want to see another incremental jump. You guys can do it. You worked hard this year. After you already busted your whole ass the whole year, because you know your goal, you know what you have to reach. You work hard as fuck all year so you can kind of have a break, maybe have some family time or do something in the last quarter, Christmas, all that stuff. Nope. The company says, well, our investors want to see another 4%. You guys get out there and do it. While these motherfuckers are in the offices doing absolutely nothing important, making your life decisions for you, talking to suppliers, fucked up deals, dealing with board meetings, that shit's easy. A monkey could fucking do that. But when you're out in the field doing the work, dealing with customers, dealing with the product, you have to make up the slack for the board members, for the stockholders. So every time you invest in stock, that's what you're investing in. So most people haven't seen corporations to scale or seen how it works. But every time, like I said, when you invest in Tesla, the difference is it goes right back into manufacturing Teslas. He's not fucking pad. The dude rents. He sold all his houses, sold most of his shit, and he rents. Because he's really about his fucking business. He's about making shit happen. He's about going to Mars. Elon Musk is the best businessman and best philanthropist. He is the best creator or remixer. I can't call him an inventor, but because he took a lot of stuff that already existed and meshed it, which is awesome. He's one of the best minds of this century. And I think he's going to go down as like the last leap from Einstein to, it's going to be to Elon Musk because of how he applied the knowledge, how he decided to put the power to the ground. You know, that's a racing term, but you can have a 3000 horsepower LS engine, right? But if you have puny axles and 10 inch wide tires on the back, you're not going anywhere. Elon Musk is a fully built machine. And he doesn't care about being rich or famous. I truly don't think in his heart he cares about public attention, public affection. He cares about moving humanity forward in a way that's going to last forever. Outlive him and his legacy. His legacy will be his work. But even past the point to where we're like, we're driving cars right now, but when you're driving your new Beamer or you're driving your car to work, how often do you think about Henry Ford? Exactly. That's the point that Elon Musk wants to get to, I believe. He wants to be the pioneer of something so embedded in your life that you're like, dude, you use a microwave? Do you think about who invented the fucking microwave? Not at all. Because it's not super important. But it's a concrete place in your life. He's willing to fall back and take the back seat to his work. To allow his work to show. And to me, that is an amazing, amazing quality. So, I mean, just me catching up. Like, I've recently got my orthotics fit. If you guys don't know me, I'm fucking flat-footed as fuck. And working out is hard because of it, but I do it anyway. I like to go on walks because it's peaceful out here. But yeah, I got custom orthotics fit in my shoes. And I'm a whole new fucking man. My back doesn't hurt when I go out and walk. My posture's better. I can jog a little bit now without fucking collapsing. I've just been getting my room organized, my room, office, everything, my little shack. I started working on my original cabin again, trying to get that one done so if people come visit, they can stay the fuck away from me. What? Got new chickens? Mom and I, she's leading the charge of really becoming chicken farmers. She got her egg license. I set it up, so we're officially the Roundup Ranch. We are the Roundup Ranch. I mean, I still have my businesses, but they're on the low key right now. They're all laying in wait for future endeavors. And I'm sure I'll talk about that eventually, but yeah, we're the Roundup Ranch. A bunch of Jersey Giant chickens. They're fucking huge. Males get 11 pounds. Females get 9 pounds. And they're tall as shit. So we're doing that. Got the pool up. Got the little deck for the pool up. We've been just, oh, got garlic growing. It's fucking amazing how well garlic grows out here. Just trying to live a sustainable life. I mean, work is hard to come by out here. So, anything you can do out in the country to make money or sustain yourself, you got to do it just because it's part of your survival, which is kind of fun. And I truly think everyone should at least live rurally for like a year of their life or 2 years. Like, take the time out, like how people take those college breaks and go travel to other country. No, go to rural America. Find a family in Kentucky that'll take you in, or Iowa, or Oklahoma, or Kansas, or Washington. Do you know Washington produces almost all the fruit for the United States? I think it's like a third. We produce almost all the hops for beer. Like, this fucking lifestyle is crazy. Like, I've been into like rural, like central rural Washington, where there's just nothing but fields and fields and fields for, like, you get lost out there. It's fucking nuts. But it's crazy, the lifestyle, how calm it is, how nice people are. Like, I don't know how you guys are living in the city. And please comment. I'm going to post this on Facebook so you can see it. Listen to it. Comment on it. Let me know how you're feeling about it. I will literally make some room for you in the back. Come pitch a tent for a week. You can come and use a shower, use a bathroom. Come pitch a fucking tent in my backyard. It's like 6 acres big. So you'll have plenty of room. You'll have plenty to think about. You might get a deer come sniff your tent. But I'm telling you right now, it's so quiet. There's no traffic. You know, there's no violence. There's no crime. You know, like, it's fucking insane that people would rather, like, I would rather trade the city comforts of being near stuff and, you know, all the people and all the fun stuff about the city to any day to live out here. Sometimes you get bored, if you have a quad or a bike or a gun, or you like to fish or do hiking or anything like that, you have plenty of room to do it. You have plenty of time to do it. Life is just slower here. I never understood that. Like, I've worked in places like this, but I'm only there for a couple days at a time, you know, staying in a hotel, doing paperwork. Like, you're not taking it all in. But when you actually live deep into rural territory, you're like, I can see how people live in the city, but it just doesn't make sense for, I don't think human beings were ever meant to do it. That's just me personally. We're always meant to, like, farm and make houses and stuff like that. But civilizations like Tacoma or Seattle, I don't fucking think so. Let's see. I got 60 seconds. Let me see what I can find in 60 seconds. I'm doing 45 minutes because for our 45th president, Donald Trump, fuck you. We've had our differences publicly and behind closed doors. Shout out to the Secret Service. Of course. Let's see, one more story. So Israel and Palestine in 30 seconds. They're shooting missiles at each other. People are dying over something that isn't either one of theirs. And it's such a nuanced topic, I can't go into detail and explain it to you, but they're both wrong. It goes back to biblical time. It'll never be solved until they realize that they need to do something unorthodox to fix their problems. And until next time, bye.